Welcome, welcome to another interesting episode on Talk with Lois. Podcast Fridays is here again. Yay! So today I'm going to be talking about something really, really, really interesting. So a couple of you might know that I have been working in the business for some months now, and I decided to do this because this is the second time I'm going on a program like this, and I don't know if this might be my last, you know, something might come up, or either ways, I just decided to do this and tag this working in the USA, what you need to know, right? So yes, I was working in a restaurant, so I'm just going to be talking about the restaurant life, and I'm going to be talking about my exposure, my experiences, you know, things like that. For starters, so guys, this is just me gisting you, but informative gist, let's just put it down. When I got here, and I got introduced to the chefs, everybody, I noticed that one of the chef's hands, the finger was off, so it was like semi half hand, I'll put it that way. So I'm like, what happened, you know, like, hey, what happened, you know? Uncle told me that it was knife. Fast forward to a couple of days later, when I was trying to cut, you know, chop some vegetables and all of that, and he's like, Lois, you're slow, you have to go faster, blah blah blah. My mind, I'm like, please, please, I'm in Nigeria. The last thing I want is one manicure slayed down. Please, please, please. I love doing my nails. I can't, in my mind, I'm like, I can't even, you're finished showing me that your finger one has gone. Like, I'm seeing it. You now want me to do for you that you are the chef. Me, I'm an amateur person. In fact, I'm almost close to novice when it comes to American meals and all of that. And you are telling me to chop vegetable for a restaurant, and you're telling me to be chopping like you can chop after your own hand has gone. Thank you. I take my time and I do what I can do, and when I can increase my speed, I increase my speed. So I was just like, oh, I'm gonna increase my speed, you know, I'm gonna I did not do anything, no, please, until I eventually started getting used to it. And then, because girls, if you're gonna chop that fast and you have your fingers down, thank you, you are one manicure slay down. Guys, if you're gonna chop that fast and you have your one finger down, it's not from my mouth you hear that okra soup used to draw. You know what you used to use your fingers through. So either ways, I am going to move on to the next point. So yeah, my exposure and experiences. It's been crazy. It has been really crazy, because I have always wanted to, you know, I don't like feeling handicapped. I like doing things myself, for me. I don't like to, I like, if I have my way, I wouldn't pay to get stuff done. I like doing things to save me money. So I always had a checklist of things that I wanted to do growing up. Makeup school, I went to, I'm your slay girl, you know, we cannot be paying somebody to be helping us to slay. No, we have to slay by ourselves. So I went to makeup school, practice, whatever. I know how to slay myself when I want to. What else? I went to Bible school. Yeah, I needed that to build my spirituality, and that has helped me a lot. I went to driving school, you know, so I'm not a novice. Like, I just do things, basically, you know. I learn online a lot of things. So it has always been on my list to go to catering school, right? But I've just never had the time. So it was just like, I'm coming on this program, and I was getting what I wanted, like the whole catering benefits, and I did not have to pay to learn it. I was being paid to do it, you know. So it was fantastic. And this working in a restaurant has really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Before, I used to be, for starters, I'm a very picky eater, like very, very, very picky eater. So if I see a food and I don't like how the face looks, I've already assumed in my head that it's not going to be nice. So I'll tell you, I don't want to eat it and stuff. So getting to work in the kitchen, I got to see how these foods were being made, you know, sauces, a lot of things. So even if I see that, okay, the face doesn't look so nice, I know that. I know the ingredients that went into it. I don't know if I can eat it or not. So it was a lot. I got to, in my head, like, I have a lot of menus, like a mix of American and Nigerian that are going to go so well together. And when I'm not so busy, I can do that, like, couple of days of it. I'm not the type to cook like every time, but maybe once in 2 weeks, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So it has just opened my mind to a lot of things, a little bit of baking here and there, muffins, you know, but basically just sauces and how to, because I don't like, I'm not a junk person, you see. So I've just been in my head planning how I can mix jollof rice with this sauce, make that sauce, you know, that kind of thing. A lot of salads, breakfast, sandwiches. It has just been a lot. I'm a foodie, so I will hold that. So basically, it has helped me a lot. It has improved my food imagination. Like, I mean, in Nigeria, I won't speak for everybody, but in my, like, in my house, if it's not, and I'm sure it happens in most of your houses, please. If it's not rice, it's eba. If it's not eba, it's dodo. If it's not dodo, it's what they call it, is it's not rice, bread, spaghetti, all this, you know. We need to spice up things, add this sauce, add that sauce. Even if these people here, even if it's meat pie, you are eating with sauce. Even anything, you are eating it with sauce. Gravy, this one, that one. So basically, it has like opened my eyes to a lot of things. Like, before, I did not used to eat a lot of things with vegetables, but now, like, there is a crave, you know. If I'm just taking something, I want a lot of vegetables in, because here they do a lot of salads and blah blah. So it has just really helped me in making my monotonous food life better. I would say that. Now, down to what you want to do and what you don't want to do. If you are doing, if you're working in a restaurant job or anything like that, like anything not too serious, basically, or like administrative type, but just like for the meantime, all of that. Your eating, your water intake has to be on point. Like, I'm going to repeat that again. Your eating and your water intake has to be on point. Like, your sleep, you're able to sleep like 2 hours in a day. Like, that's not a problem. But you see, eating and taking water, if I will even place it, sorry, I said I'm a foodie, but in on this one, I think I will even place eating more than water intake. Every single time, like, give yourself 30 or 45 minutes or 1 hour, put something in your mouth every single time, because you're someone like me. Like, my body wants food a lot so fast. So if I don't eat, like, it starts affecting my brain, and then I get stressed out, migraine. And the very first time I had is very bad migraine experience. They had to rush me to the hospital. Ever since then, like, they gave me immediate injection. Ever since then, it was not funny. Like, that frustration was not it at all. And I just told myself that I was never going to let that happen again. So every single time, you always want to put something in your mouth. You always want to drink water. They will even tell you, stay hydrated. You always want to take juice or what, like, it's there available for you. You always just want to do that, basically, you know, so you don't like run out of water or anything, and then you're thirsty, and then you start getting worked up because you have a lot of standing to do, you have a lot of work to do, and all that. So your food has to be on point, your water has to be on point, and then whenever you get sleep, you can sleep. If you want, if you're the type that likes to value your sleep, whether you want, all the best to you. But your eating and your water, even though you're just going to be taking painkillers, worst comes to worst, you go and book appointments, go and see doctor. If you're ready to spend $100 just like that, all the best to you. So now, talking about time and your management of hours and all of that, you have to be able to work smart and work smart, right, and still work hard at the same time. Yeah, there's nothing like work smart while not working hard. You're going to work smart and you're going to work hard. Now, I'm going to explain to you. You have to study the states that you're in. There's some states that take federal, state, and local taxes from you. In fact, some even take Social Security from you. And then there's some states that just take federal taxes from you. Or if it's not federal taxes they're taking, they're going to take Social Security. I'm so blessed to stay in my state. They just take, if it's not federal taxes they're taking, they're taking Social Security. Right? So, either which one of them that works for you. So now, if your state is taking all the time, is ripping you off, federal, state, local, social security, if your state is ripping you off, right, you don't want to do a lot of overtime. Okay, you can do overtime, because I've been there, so I know how it feels like. You have nothing to lose initially, because even if you do a lot of overtime and you make a lot of money and then you pay a lot of taxes, you can still get that and file for your tax return. But it's not so easy if you're a first timer to file for your tax return, except you're returning monthly. It's like it can be a lot. Sometimes you end up losing your money, so it can be a lot. Like you end up losing close to $500, $600, $700 sometimes, depending on how hard you worked, like your overtime, because overtime is more pay. So now another option I'll give you, if your state is repaying of taxes, you want to work two jobs, right? Because you know you're going to be paid little taxes here, little taxes there. So you just want to work two jobs so you can be able to make as much money, and then your tax returns are not going to be as high, though they're going to be high, but they're not going to be as high as, and then you can, even if you forfeit it at the end, like maybe things don't really work as I forfeit it at the end, your blood pressure will not increase too much. Yes. So if your state is like my own now and they just take federal or social security from you, then you actually want to work two jobs, work your ass off. Overtime, you can do overtime, like you're free, you can do overtime, you can do whatever you want to do, but then you want to work your ass off. So if you can, like, there are jobs basically, so if you find any, you know, what I would want to say to you, work smart and work hard, know what you want, check for the best job that pays, check for, pray to God, you know, keep your ears open and stuff. So there are some places you go to that, okay, initially summer is the buzz, everybody's working in summer, then winter, you know that they're going to be extremely slow, so they're going to let you off easily. You have to open your eyes and check those little things out before you like make a decision and stuff like that. So yeah, out of that, so now just to wrap up, is the US really the dream? Everybody keeps saying, or everybody thinks, that US is being the land of opportunities, you know, all of that. But I was asked this question last year, and I think I was still asked this year, and I said the same thing. Like, people keep asking me if I want to go back to my country. Is that a question? Yes, I know my country can give me high blood pressure sometimes and give me hypertension, but I think I still would. I want to go back to my country. First of all, I missed food. God, I cannot wait to have rice and peas with people soon. But other than that, that aside, everywhere has its perks, and everywhere there is hustling. I would prefer to hustle in Nigeria than to hustle in the US. Why? Give or take, I'll be honest with you. If you hustle in the US, taxes are still gonna rip you off. If you hustle in Nigeria, you might not pay, like, I mean, I don't know any hustler that pays taxes. So I want to add just quickly put in here that these are the side effects of, okay, we have a good system, I'm not advocating for a bad system or bad institutions or anything, but I'm going to make a post on my October 1st, check out for or watch out for my post. Basically, my Independence Day post is going to be talking about if Nigerians are really ready for the system that we've been craving. Now, why do I say I prefer to hustle in Nigeria than the US? If I'm hustling in Nigeria, do you know how much taxi drivers make? Do you know how much Akara sellers make, like roadside sellers make? Do you know how much people that sell orange, all these little things that you be overlooking? And be thinking that because you are wearing suit and tie, white collar job, that you're earning salary, like you make more than those people, you look down. Do you know how much they make? And they don't have to pay taxes, they don't have to pay anything. If once they see bench and chair in their corner, they have carried it to the front, they are using it. Do you know how much they make? Now let's come down here to the US. Your money is being monitored. You can't work without a social security number. So you're paying taxes. Even if you want to say, okay, oh, but that's bad, let's do housekeeping, let's get our tips, let's do one thing or the other to just keep body and soul together. You're talking of bills, you're talking of rent. Every single thing here is almost like it's being tailored to make you owe the government. You know, one way or another, like a regular, an average, or let's say a below average person, it's going to be really tough. Their credit cards, their things for you to borrow, mortgaging, data plans, all these things, like, they are tailored for you, like, I don't know how to explain, they are just tailored for you to, they'll tell you, okay, you have this phone, blah, 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 get this phone for $1,000, or you pay $24.99 every month, which are, okay, $24.99 every month, you don't they owe, because you have not fully paid for that, $24.99 every month, you're paying, you have rent to pay, you have bills, kids are there, like, I would prefer any day, and you cannot come and just, you know, like Nigeria, that you just put one roadside table and just, I'm telling you, already drawing dreams. You cannot. To invest can be tough. I would prefer entrepreneurship life in Nigeria than here, because it is really easy for us. Unlike, I mean, here, a lot of things, like, everywhere has its perks. That's why I would say, are Nigerians ready for the system they've been craving for? It might not be as exact as what they have here in the US. I haven't been to Europe before, so I can't really tell. So it might not be, I haven't been to Europe yet. Sorry, I had to just make that correction. So it might not be as exact as what they have here in the US, but systems that work, the citizens make it work, and then the citizens are the ones that make it work, because it's their taxes, their everything. So are Nigerians really ready for it? But I'm just going to keep that on the side note and post it up on my blog during the Independence Day post. So yeah, basically that's it. I've learned a lot. I've had to go through a lot of challenges. You're also going to see that in other upcoming posts. And you know, it's been a crazy 4 months, but I wouldn't trade these experiences for anything. It's been amazing. It's been a lot of learning too. It's been a lot of exposure. It's been great, and it's been beautiful. And I'm grateful. I just want to thank God for everything. And I'm really grateful. Like, my eyes have been exposed to a lot of things I might not even be able to share with you here. But one way or another, please, I prefer my Nigeria. Everybody has their personal opinions. Mine, I prefer my country, Nigeria. Nigerians, we are going to be great. We are arising and we are shining out of the darkness into God's marvelous light. We are going to be great. We are going to, you know, change our nation for better. So yeah, that's it, guys. That's all about working in the USA. Don't get me wrong, there's some people that really make it here. There are people that just love how the system works and every, but then everywhere has its perks, like I said, and I wouldn't want to go into details on that, but I prefer Nigeria. So that's it. It's a wrap for Podcast Friday. So see you in 2 weeks, guys, where we're going to be talking about something entirely different. So stay tuned to loisspiration.com. Check out all our pages and our posts. We have amazing content that is going to be. Spread the word, can be proposed. I love you. See you next.